Xin chào.
Chumbrep suo.
Mingalawa.
Ni hao.
Selamat siang. Sabai di tuan sao.
Assalamualaikum.
Suwadi.
Selamat pagi.
Magandang umaga.
Welcome to the Lotus Talks. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Granger Whitelaw, CEO of the Vietnam Group, and I host the Lotus Talks. The Lotus Talks is a show where we talk about the people and the companies that are making a difference in Vietnam and Southeast Asia. Or doing good while doing well, as I like to say. It's the golden age here, and there are many exciting things happening. I hope to bring as much to you as possible. So get your coffee, sit back, and relax. And let's go!
Good morning. This is Granger Whitelaw with the Lotus Talks. Friday, April 3rd, we are officially in April, and we have put March behind us. It's a good thing. March was a crazy month for all of us. April looks to be fairly crazy as well, obviously with COVID happening. We are all aware of this situation. And hearing a lot of good news, potential good news coming up for therapeutic medicine and potential vaccines and testing. Right now, we are all on a, quote, lockdown in Ho Chi Minh and Hanoi and just Vietnam in general to not go out, not be in groups of two or more people. I'm sure you all know that. And if you haven't reported to the government, if you were at Buddha Bar or came to Vietnam on an airplane after March 8th, you need to go ahead and make sure you fill the paperwork out and just report so that they can keep a record of all that. Tracing is really important right now to put a stop to the spread of this virus in Vietnam. We certainly cannot take a big outbreak here. That's my public service announcement for the Lotus Talks this morning. Let's talk a little business. I've been getting a lot of requests from the U.S. for PPE material, for face masks, boots, gloves, uniforms, clothing that they can use in the hospitals, cots to sleep on. If anybody listening to this has any knowledge of where to get that here in Southeast Asia, and certainly obviously in Vietnam, let me know. I know that there's been talk about converting some of the textile factories here to making masks and surgical hospital PPE equipment, boots, etc. I think that would be a phenomenal thing to do. It's a matter of getting some tooling going. I would hope the government would get any paperwork done to let those companies convert immediately, and not only for the country, but Vietnam could be a leader for the world in getting COVID flattened out and getting to work converting 10 or 20% of textile factories in Vietnam to do health products would be enormous. It would help worldwide with supplies that we're going to need over the next months and year, just anywhere you can think of, Africa, US, Europe, Asia. So I implore the government to allow this to happen, and for anybody who is in the textile business who can convert their factory, this is a great opportunity to look into doing that, because there certainly is a need for it. Switching subjects, some positive news also. The EU-Vietnam free trade agreement has been passed by the Council on the EU side. That decision does clear the path to green light this agreement by the Vietnamese National Assembly to ratify it this summer. This is the second agreement that they are concluding with a Southeast Asia country. Singapore was the first. And I think it's the most ambitious free trade agreement ever done with a developing country. It's going to open up a lot of new trading opportunities, creating new tools to help grow and enforce the basic freedoms and labor rights of Vietnam. it will provide for almost 99% elimination of custom duties between the two blocks, 65% of duties on EU exports to Vietnam will disappear as soon as the FTA enters into force. And the remainder, the balance, will be phased out gradually over a period of 10 years. Vietnam exports about 71% to the EU, and those duties will disappear. The remainder of that being phased out over a period of 7 years. So this is a massive agreement that's been put in place and is being put in place. It'll reduce many of the existing non-tariff barriers to trade with Vietnam and certainly open up Vietnamese services and public procurement markets to EU companies. There's a lot of IP, intellectual property protections and labor rate, sustainable development provisions in it as well, which will come under the International Labor Organization core standards and UN conventions, for example, relating to climate change and protection of biodiversity. It's a great, great thing for Vietnam, especially with a decrease in what certainly will be our manufacturing PMI, which has already been taking a hit and will continue to over the next couple of months. This is something to look forward to as we come out of this time and have something to look forward to for growth. One more thing I'd like to talk about today is the American Chamber of Commerce. I do like to profile a company on Fridays. It's hard to think about all the different companies and things that I could talk about right now on the Lotus Talks. But AmCham, American Chamber of Commerce, we call it AmCham, did something pretty awesome this week. They donated 250,000 face masks to the health workers in Ho Chi Minh City to help fight the COVID-19 pandemic. This was led by a group of companies that are part of AmCham: Intel Products of Vietnam, PharmaCity, MSD, which is Merck, Sharp, and Dome, Samtech Vietnam, Kimberly-Clark Vietnam, and Fulbright University Vietnam faculty and staff. There was a number of other companies and people who donated money towards this. What a great thing. It was led by the healthcare committee, which I am a part of, and chaired by Chris Blank, who's the CEO of PharmaCity, and Jonathan Moreno from Diversitech, who are always doing things to help improve the healthcare in Vietnam. And of course, Mary Tarnakwa, who's our executive director at AmCham, was instrumental in putting this together. AmCham is a non-governmental, non-profit organization. For them to do this is phenomenal. I know they're talking about doing a number of other initiatives to help Vietnam. Certainly, the American Embassy is doing a lot, I think. I saw the ambassador talking a couple of days ago, and he said about $700 million has been invested into Vietnam for healthcare and tropical disease prevention over the last 15, 20 years. And the Americans continue to support that here in Vietnam.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other podcast platforms so you never miss an episode. If you want to support what we do, then share and leave a comment. You can always find us on our website at thevietnamgroup.com/thelotus. as well as our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and just about everywhere in the world. Just search for the Vietnam Group. We post updates daily and feature the Lotus blog and podcasts. Until next time, the Lotus Talks. See you soon.